is over 9. You're booming in here. Beautiful signal. Good evening. How are you doing?
QSY 14208. 14208.
Okay. Okay, Morale, there's somebody moving down to 14208, but we're going to... You stay here and... Holy smokes, I can't believe how strong you are. You're 20 dB over 9. Go ahead.
Right on the button at 20 to 25 over 9. I can't believe. I mean, we've worked through the years on 17 meters and on 20, and we've always struggled to make the contact. But are you running an amplifier? Are you running power down there? Go ahead.
Oh, no, mate. I'm just running barefoot. I'm running 100 watts, over.
That's unbelievable. I got the recorder running, and I'm gonna send you the recording on Facebook, because I can't. You're not gonna believe. However you put that the hex beam together, it is on the money. Because I've never heard the. I don't think I heard the D Expeditions down there on Pitcairn that loud. Go ahead.
Great. Wait till I tell Hal, I'll tell him that you say it's much better than this station. So I should just let him hear me for what it is. Hi. I'm absolutely, I can hardly speak. I'm actually blown away, you know, it's doing a really, really good job, and it's just on one length of pipe that I've got the whole thing up there, I'm amazed that it's even picking up New Zealand on the back of the hex, over.
Wow. That's amazing. I don't know what your altitude there is. I know you're up on the rock. And I know from Facebook, I've seen the pictures like over there. Is it Adamstown or Adams Point when you go up the hill there on the four-wheelers? But how high is your house up the rock? Go ahead.
I'm about 300 feet. I'm about 300 feet up above sea level, and the hex is pointing directly at you, right over the sea. The only thing in the way is a coconut tree way down the line, but the signal's going straight over it, and I'm pointing right out to sea. Over.
Wow, unbelievable. I'll tell you what, I think there's got to be
some of the guys on the West Coast right now, maybe up Washington, the West Coast of Canada. I'd be even willing to bet some of the Midwestern guys back towards Indiana are hearing you. I just can't believe it. And I don't think you're going to believe it. I'm going to wrap up this tape on the next over, the recording. I'm going to send it to you on Facebook. But why don't you stay here and work a few stations, at least get a few stations in the log. I think they are going to be, I think you're going to be shocked at how good your signal report is up here in the States. I have never, I'd even go back to the days of working Dave Brown back in the 90s where he was never this strong. I can't believe you're barefoot. It's kind of amazing, really spectacular, a lot of fun. So stay here, Meralda, and work a little DX and at least put a couple guys in the log. I'm going to wrap this up and I'll send it to you on Facebook. Facebook Messenger, you're going to be surprised. Victor Papa 6, Mighty Woman, Norway 0, United Norway, 73 and 88, sweetie.
Okay, my friend, this is amazing. I was just standing, I was just going to push the button, and I said, hey, yeah, that's you. And I just couldn't believe you were just booming in here. So something's working. And it took me a while to actually assemble it. I was trying to follow the instructions, but was wondering what some pieces were that weren't in the instructions. So I was able to get onto YouTube and had a few attempts because our internet was so slow I couldn't watch it all at once. But I saw this guy put it all together. So I was able to follow it. I didn't quite, I haven't finished watching the whole of this episode because the internet wouldn't allow me. And but I was able to put everything up, and I didn't have one spare part of anything that was supposed to be up on there. So I must have done something right. And with my brother helping me, I was able to take photos of the hex down low where I was putting it together so I can show him in the engineer's workshop, and he was able to put a piece on my pipe that would fit, and all I have to do is put the grinder to it and take off a bit of the edge, and everything just floated into place, and I was able to put the drill through it, and all the bolts and everything fitted really good. And then I tried putting it up by myself, but I just couldn't. So I heard my neighbor, Dennis, had come home for lunch. So I yelled out to him if he can give me a hand, and so he did. And we got it up, and I was able to secure it, tie it, lash it through the house, and it works beautifully. Good on you, mate, and it's so good, my friend, to hear you. Good to hear you on here, and I heard you say you were all sunburnt from being out on the bike, so on the motorcycle. So I hope that clears up quite well. Norway Zero Uniform United, this is Victor Papa 6 Mike Whiskey. Biggest 88 to you, my friend.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I'm looking at your Facebook now, and I can see you putting it up. I can see the post, and, hey, make sure you tell Mom. Tell Mavis we said happy birthday, belated. I didn't realize that. I liked the post back then, but for some reason, that was a month ago. I can't remember what I ate for breakfast. 73 and 88, Meralda, and stick around here and work a little DX. I'm absolutely positive they are going to call you here as soon as we clear. 73-88, and I'll get you the recording here tonight. Victor Papa 6, Mighty Woman, Norway 0, United, Norway 88, bye-bye.
Okay, Wayne, 88, my friend. Love to you all, and you have a good one. Have a good weekend, and I hope we bump into each other again soon. Lovely to chat. Norway 0, United Norway. This is Victor Papa 6, Mighty Woman, 9-8.
Bye-bye.
Norway 5, Germany, Florida.
Norway 5, Germany, Florida, is it?
That's correct. Norway 5, Germany, Florida. Good evening, Bravo. Good to hear you. The first contact came here is Bill, Bravo, India, Lima. And you're 5 and 7 into Orlando, Florida. Over.
2-0, you're 59, you're 59, Bill. You're 59 here on the island of Pitcairn, beautiful signal, Norway 5 Golf Foxtrot, Victor Papa 6 Mike Whiskey.
Okay, very good, Meralda. I'm running a kilowatt here, so